I'm Sandra Morrow, a member of the Negotiating Committee.
And I'm James Bozanich, another member of the committee.
Welcome to our negotiations update for negotiations session 16. We made significant progress this week.
We reached a few additional agreements this week and are close to agreement on several other sections. Let's review progress to date.
We reached tentative agreement on Section 11, Reserve. We clarified a reserve may be released on the last day of their block if they have no assignment after the last flight departs. If they were assigned airport standby past the departure of the last flight, they are paid 2 times their pay rate. If a reserve receives an assignment less than 3 hours prior to report, they may reimburse either parking close to the terminal or round-trip taxi rideshare.
We agreed to release to report for reserves. A reserve may request to be released from contactability for a self-assignment that starts on the first day of a reserve block. The request and approval would occur a day prior. Approvals are processed in seniority order amongst reserves of same availability period and number of available days. If approved, the reserve is not required to be contactable nor in their domicile until their scheduled report time. The reserve would not be able to trade the assignment and they would be responsible for the new, later report time due to delay or cancellation.
Reserves may self-assign airport standby on the first day of a 6, 5, or 4 day block. The fly preference no longer includes airport standby assignments. We also updated 4K premium pay to apply to all reserves, regardless of how they get the 4K trip. You no longer need to deny the trip to receive the 1.5 times premium rate.
If a duty day from airport standby exceeds 10 hours and 30 minutes, the reserve is paid 1.5 times their pay rate for all flights flown in the duty period. Reserves are also paid the reserve premium on airport standby. We clarified that minimum pay rules, pay protections, and sit pay are included in the reserve guarantee. We also achieved holiday premium for reserves on call during the holiday, even if they are not used.
The LTFA is updated to the reserve assignment list. We removed ACARS as a method of contact and incorporated the addendum and side letter of the agreement. ER reserves may self-assign airport standby. We are discussing a few additional improvements with the overall economic package, including extended reserve improvements and which TFP is paid above the reserve guarantee.
We agree to a letter of agreement for the flight attendant instructor handbook. This LOA makes the specific portions of the handbook contractual and outlines a revision process for future changes.
This week, we also began discussing Section 5, definitions. We made significant progress on Section 9, junior availability and premium open time, 10 RS scheduling, and 12 exchange of sequences.
The Master Executive Council will join us next week for negotiations Session 17 to support the negotiating committee and help make hard decisions. The focus of our next session will be the overall economic package. This session is our final push to reach a full agreement and concept under our aggressive bargaining schedule. An agreement and concept is a tentative agreement pending MEC approval.
We have no additional sessions scheduled at this time. If a TA is not reached, both parties will reevaluate priorities. Management has repeatedly stated to the negotiating committee that their commitment to top-of-industry wage rates, a downline market review, and retro pay from December 2022 is contingent on reaching a TA within the aggressive bargaining schedule.
We will not agree to a contract solely to ensure we attain these commitments. Our goal is to achieve an industry-leading contract more comprehensive than just pay rates. We share your expectations of improving the entire contract, including minimum pay rules and rigs, vacation, reassignments, 480 requirements, APAY, and much, much more.
Let's review overall progress to date. We have tentatively agreed to 38 of 45 sections, setting them aside to revisit later if necessary. 6 sections are currently being discussed, and 1 section remains undiscussed.
Specific details on each tentative agreement can be found on the negotiations dashboard on the Contract 2022 website. Once negotiations are finished, we will publish complete language for each section when there is no longer potential for changes.
That's everything from Session 16. Stay up to date on all negotiations resources on the negotiations website, contract2022.afaalaska.org.
Our next update will publish on June 23rd after negotiations Session 17. Thank you for staying engaged in this process.